A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. He told a parable to those who had been invited, noticing how they were choosing the place of honor at the table. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline at table in the place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited by him, and the host who invited both of you may approach you and say, "Give your place to this man," and then you would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place. Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place, so that when the host comes to you, he may say, "My friend, move up to a higher position." Then you will enjoy the esteem of your companions at the table. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord. Today's Gospel, Jesus is doing more than describing to us how to be cagey at a party or a reception. He's describing what our real desires ought to be, what our real hungers. Jesus says that our great ambition ought to be to be holy. And the way to fulfill that ambition is not to have everybody else notice here on earth, but to do the humble service of all the rest. Jesus says, "Let the one who would be greatest among you become the servant of the rest, just like he who is meek and humble of heart, became the ransom for the many, that he fought for the towel to wash the feet of his creatures at the Last Supper." This is the lesson, of course, that we see in Israel, and the lesson we see in Mary, the lesson we see in Jesus. In Israel, God chose Israel to be his people. He could have chosen the Roman Empire, which would have been powerful. But the Israeli people, even though we know many details about them because of sacred scripture, was in the ancient world not a powerful people at all. Began, frankly, with Abraham, a childless old man in Ur of the Chaldeans. Yet God chose this couple, made him the father of a nation. They suffered tremendously in Egypt, and yet they came back. And God built them strong. In fact, once gave them King David. It was the one moment of glory in the history of the people of Israel. But then they were captives brought away from their native land. They were always trying to rebuild their temple, how hard that was. It was into this small and lowly people that God himself was born. Again, not born in a palace, but born in a stable. He didn't even have a bed to call his own. They had to put him into an ancient animal trough, warmed not by fire, but warmed by the breath of animals. Jesus himself was always humbling himself, even though he was God, because he didn't deem equality with God something to be desired, something to be grasped, but took the form of us, even becoming a slave unto death. So with us. The Lord wants us to be truly great. He didn't create us to be losers. But the path to greatness is paradoxical in the eyes of the world. It's not to seek to win 10 Nobel Prizes or to be David Fries and win the World Series last night as MVP for the St. Louis Cardinals. He wants us to be great in humble, loving service of all the rest. That is the way we will be exalted forever. That here in this world, we are not waiting for someone to come and say, "Come to a better seat at a feast or at a wedding banquet." We're seeking to live our entire life here in a very humble way, so that even though we might be unknown here on earth, when we die, God might say to us, "Rise up higher, come higher, come be right next to my mother. Yesterday morning, while he was exercising, I've been watching this series of videos called Catholicism by Father Bob Barron, which is a great series. But in the 8th of the 10th videos, it's all on saints. And he profiles 4 great women saints in that video. The second is Saint Therese. And he reminded me of something that I had forgotten. That when Saint Therese, we all know about Saint Therese now, she's one of the most famous and beloved saints. But when she died, September 30th, 1897, nobody had any idea who she was. The only people who really knew who she was were the fellow sisters in the Carmel there in Lisieux. Nobody knew. But she had written a story of a soul, that spiritual autobiography under obedience. And almost overnight, people reading that had their lives changed. And this quiet, humble girl in that Carmel in Normandy became exalted throughout the world. This is the gospel pattern. In the eyes of the greats in the world, nothing's going on here this morning. Many of the great journalists and reporters are probably still in bed. They're probably going down to Lower Manhattan to cover, once again, the Occupy Wall Street movement. But here, humbly, we have come to enter into Jesus' humility, which is so great that he hides himself under the appearance of a little bread and a little wine. But it's through that humility, through our getting down on our knees before what the world just looks at as a piece of bread, we are able to be exalted. We are able to be great. The end of the first reading today, speaking about the Jews, St. Paul said, God's call and his promise are irrevocable. He never takes back his call, and he has called us to be saints. Let us ask him to supply the means so that we might become as humble as Our Lady, Fountain of Light and Life, shows us before. Because if we do, then her words will be able to be described about us. The Lord has looked on me in my humility. From this day, all generations will call me blessed.